Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It's 9 o'clock, it is Saturday, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO. Oldies 1480, where the music is, and on 99.5 FM, 107.9, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. So I hope everyone is staying nice and warm. I'll tell you, I can't remember in my lifetime, maybe a few years back when we've had a cold snap like this. The snow this week, my gosh, it's been absolutely crazy. But I'll tell you, the world of real estate has been jumping. I've been working with some investors who have had me running from the west side of town to the east side of town to Dayton, Ohio, and back again. That's why I love my job. been a great week, and I hope everyone is doing well. This week's show, we've got a couple of very good guests that will be talking about some of the things that they do. My good friend Chad Rogers with College Hunks Hauling Junk. Chad, how you doing this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You got it, brother. And our very special guest, those of you that are out there in Houday Nation will remember this name from the 80s. Left tackle, number 63, right?
Right tackle.
Right tackle.
But number 63.
I got the number right. Okay.
Anthony was the left tackle.
And he was 78.
He was there.
He's
more than a realtor. He knows his Bengals.
I know my Bengals. Well, from your Cincinnati Bengals and Goodwill Industries and of iHeartRadio, too, Mr. Joe Walter. So, Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me out today.
Okay, Dave. My name is Sean.
Oh,
Sean.
Dan Sean.
Dave, that's Dan. Dan.
Dave, we met in there.
Dave was in there.
Yeah.
Sean, sorry, Sean.
We just love to have fun on
it's
the show.
It's early.
Well, you know what? Okay, I'll tell you a quick funny story about that. So, a couple months ago, I think November, a good friend of mine who was running for city council, and I won't mention his name because he'll probably call and beat me with a stick for doing this, but he called me Steve a couple times. So.
You'll answer anything.
I'll answer anything. Just don't call me late for dinner. So there you go. But also on today's show, we've got a top 10 list. We've got some tips on how to prep your home for sale. Because, you know, springtime is coming. I know that because now that football's almost over, and I don't know about you guys, I think my money's on the Seahawks. I mean, their defense is so, so tough.
They look
pretty tough.
Yeah.
It'll be a good game.
It will be. And you know what? There's a storyline there with Sam Darnold, you know, their quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, that poor kid, he was, a high draft pick. I think he was with the Jets. And, you go to the Jets, you pretty much go to die. But he was with the Jets, and that didn't work out. Then he went, I can't remember where else.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was in Carolina. Yeah. I think he was also in Carolina for a stint. And then Minnesota had that great season last year with Minnesota, and they let him go. Now he comes to Seattle, and now he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's an amazing story. From what I've seen, he's a great kid, and adult football players. I'm calling them kids, but I guess being 53 years old, I guess they are kids to me anyway. But you know what? So good luck to him. But you know, and I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Because I played ball when I was in grade school and high school, and the level of commitment and the sacrifice and everything that goes into making it not only to that level, but, to the NFL. I mean, we as fans can sit there and scream at the TV and, say, what the heck were you thinking? Why did you throw the ball there? And why'd you turn the ball over? Blah, blah, blah. You know, we do all that as fans. I think somewhere, though, we miss the fact that what it takes to actually get to that point, to get to that level, because I'm sure, you had to sacrifice a lot to be in the NFL.
It's all about discipline, right? You got to be disciplined,
yeah,
to get ready, to work out, to get in shape, get ready for the season, and then during the season, you have to stay disciplined on eating right, not staying out late, getting your rest,
yeah,
and staying in shape and getting the treatment, going to the training room, get whatever you need, healed up, and
sure,
it's all discipline. So, and it's discipline in high school and people,
oh, yeah.
You know, you still got to do the things. You got to get ready for practice. You got to eat right and all that. So great game.
Yeah, it was. And I thoroughly enjoyed playing a lot. I really loved it. You know, the two-a-days, you know, would start at like, what, 8 a.m. and then, you know, wouldn't finish until about 4. I mean, you did get a lunch break. And but, you know, this is in, you know, middle of July when it's, you know, 80 degrees or 90 degrees and humid and you're sweating your you-know-what off. And you did that, you know, for a couple, 3 weeks in July before, you know, before classes start. And then, you know, you got class, then you have to go to practice for a couple hours. Then you got the games on Friday, you know, Friday nights. So, yeah, there's a lot to it. But, I mean, I think any professional sport, and, and again, as a fan, yeah, I get, you know, I get upset. I yell at the TV. You know, I yell at Zach Taylor. You know, I think we all do once or twice.
Even as an ex-player, we do.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. You know, but at the same time, you know, there is that level of respect, at least from my perspective, that I have for what it takes to get to that. I mean, even like, you know, the Reds, FC Cincinnati, you know, even like basketball or whatever. I mean, the level of commitment and sacrifice it takes to get there is amazing. So anyway, so when we talk about, you know, really, or actually, before we get into real estate, we were talking about spring. It's getting close to golf season. And Chad, you and I, we've had some good rounds out there at out in Loveland.
Yep.
Actually, I think you still owe me 9.
At the Oasis, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you still owe us 9 out there. So just a reminder.
Who's a better golfer?
I think he usually beats me by a couple strokes.
I didn't want to say anything, but okay, yeah.
Wow. Too many penalty shots out of bounds for this guy.
That's what the swing oil is for, right? Yeah, you have a little swing oil on the course. You know, it takes away the fears, and then you just whack the ball, and, you know, sometimes it'll go where you want it to. But, no, I mean, Oasis is an absolutely beautiful course. I love playing out there, so I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to get out there and play. Except for that one time, we had to go talk to some guys that were hitting up into us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's etiquette on the golf course, I think, especially if you're just playing, you know, a fun round with some friends. However, in outings, I don't know, I think the rules are kind of different.
Oh, yeah. They change a little bit. You just got to put up with it there.
Yeah. Yeah, golf outing. So, anyway, but in talking about golf, Joe, we were talking in the room before we came in about, you know, you've been a part of Goodwill for a very long time.
Right.
And there's a wonderful golf outing that Goodwill puts on every year, which, again, great golf outings are great fundraisers. But, you know, Goodwill, and those of you that know, you know, what Goodwill does, I mean, you know, they take donations, they resell not only clothing, but, you know, appliances. I mean, they pretty much resell everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Cars, furniture, clothing, all that. Yeah.
And interesting, you know, because Andy's show before we came on, he had a guest on that does has an auto shop, a free auto shop for low income folks, and, you know, in places like Goodwill and, you know, St. Vincent de Paul and all, you know, those places are just amazing because, you know, folks, you know, and I talk about affordability all the time in the real estate world. You know, there are times when things are tight, when we have to go find a deal, we have to go find a bargain. You can't go to like a furniture fair or somewhere, and, you know, even on their clearance stuff, I mean, you know, the prices might not be great, but if they go to Goodwill and they find slightly used or, you know, scratch and dent items or whatever, I mean, you get them at rock bottom prices, and that's go ahead.
One of the best things that I like about Goodwill, I think Joe kind of shares the sentiment, but they give people jobs.
Yeah. Yes.
They employ a lot of people in careers sometimes that may have difficulty finding a job somewhere else. And I think that's something that's really great about the organization. I know that's why one of the main reasons I support them.
Right. Yeah.
We take a lot of stuff and donate it there if it's still good and usable from our junk removal jobs.
Okay.
We call it junk, but I would say over half the stuff we get is not junk.
Sure.
It's reusable. And then anything that Goodwill doesn't take, we do a furniture giveaway first Saturday of every month at our warehouse, 250 oh, wow. East Kemper in Loveland.
Oh, my gosh.
And we usually have a line of cars, you know, 20 people, and some people are, you know, getting that stuff and fixing it up, refinishing it if it's furniture, wood, and putting it on Facebook Marketplace. A lot of people are getting it for a family member or friend, but That's first Saturday of every month in Loveland, 250 East Kemper. So if anyone ever wants to come down and get furniture for, you know, their college kid or their kid moving out or a family member. We once did a whole house. They had a fire. It was a family in Loveland. Oof. And they lost everything in the fire. Well, they were able to get a temporary place so they could get everything with insurance figured out.
Yeah.
They had no furniture, so we just furnished the whole house.
Oh, man.
And then they lived there till they were able to get back to their other house. Then we went and got it back and then gave it away the next Saturday. So.
Oh, man. Chad, I didn't know you did. Well, that's amazing, cool. man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You're going to have to send me some information on that, man, so I can throw that on my social media and start promoting it.
It's a good thing. It's kind of spread. The word spread pretty quick.
Yeah.
And people started coming and filling up with stuff, and you want to get there kind of early because it's kind of a free-for-all, so people kind of run across the start line to get, see what's there and get what they want, but it's a good thing, I think.
That is really awesome.
To kind of play off of what he said about Goodwill, putting folks to work, right?
So sure.
They work with a lot of folks with disabilities. And
of course.
And homeless veterans. They've got a wing where they house homeless veterans, right?
Yeah.
And get them back in the, you know, get them the rehab that they may need, get them training that they may need to go back to work, help them find housing. It's really a great organization. And, you know, all the donations, the money they make off of that in the stores and the auto auction goes to all that. And it's really cool. I've been involved for about 26 years now. And it's amazing to see what these folks do there.
Absolutely.
And it's fun for me because I have another golf outing for Special Olympics in Northern Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of melded them together. One is for sports and one is for work, right? And and it's the folks with disabilities. And they've got great hearts. And, you know, they may be having a bad day, but they're never going to let you know they're having a bad day. It's always the same demeanor day in and day out. And, you know, I tell folks all the time, and I'm sure Chad's heard it at the golf outing many times, but I always say, if we as healthy, and I use that term really loosely, I shouldn't use it, but us folks that don't have the disabilities, if we had the heart.
Yes.
That those folks that do have the disabilities have, we would all be unstoppable.
Oh my God.
It's a crazy thing. And I just love the organization, love being a part of it. And it does wonders for the community.
Well, and those of us in Cincinnati, I mean, I think everybody in Cincinnati knows how wonderful Goodwill is. And, you know, I've donated to Goodwill many times. You know, when I get overrun, you know, with clothing or stuff that I don't need, I mean, instead of trying to throw it out or whatever, I'll take it down to Goodwill because there's one right by my house. So, real quick, so the golf outing for Goodwill, that'll be coming up in June sometime down at what?
I think it's June 11th. It's usually a Thursday. Don't quote me on that date because I think it may change.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's
locked in. It's January, so we've got some time. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, if anyone wants to call and give Joe, me, or Chad a call or ask us a question, 513-563-1480. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some real estate. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, the greatest hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, the greatest hits.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Seasons Plumbing. Can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO. 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. So before we went to break, I mentioned that we have a top 10 list, and let's get to that real quick, because I know that most folks out there are probably scared to death of what their Duke Energy bill is going to look like next month. So here are some here are 10 ways to help your heating bill stay down. So number 10 is reduce hot water energy usage. Upgrade to high efficiency equipment if you have that already. Use curtains and rugs. Open curtains on sunny days, close at night. Rugs add floor insulation. That's interesting. So buy some area rugs or whatever. Use zone heating. So close vents and doors in unused rooms and heat only occupied areas. Service your heating system, which is that's a must. Get a tune-up if you need it. Add and reinforce your insulation. Insulation, I think, is pretty cheap these days. So have some more insulation in your house. Seal your air leaks. So caulk and weather strip windows, doors, and gaps around your pipes and outlets. Install a programmable or smart thermostat, and I think a majority of homes have those these days. And number one, well, you know, pretty simple. You'll lower your thermostat or use a programmable schedule, and that's kind of interesting because, yeah, so if you're gone during the day, most of us work, have your house set at, say, 68 when you get home, turn it back up to 70 or whatever you feel is comfortable. So those are some ways to help lower your energy bill, because I know most folks are going to be waiting to run down to Duke Energy and kick in their front door and ask, why is my bill so high next month? But hopefully these tips will help. All right. And while we're talking about help, my friend Bob is online too. So Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Sean, and to your guests as well.
How about you? Chad and Joe are here. Say hi, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello.
Good. Yesterday I was thinking about calling in, but I didn't know what to talk about.
Right? Oh.
But then I thought, well, you know, you said you yourself lost 50 pounds in the past year.
I did.
And you're working out and trying to stay healthy, trying to live a long, healthy life. So then this morning I looked at my email, and my wife had sent me an article that really caught my attention. In fact, she says, quote, "You are going to go berserk over this one," right? I think it's from the New York Times. The title is "Genes May Control Your Longevity, However Healthily You Live," right?
Right.
I said, that's interesting.
That is kind of, yeah, it is.
The researcher who wrote this was, I think, a lay person, and she based it on a paper that was published Thursday in the journal called Science, right?
Right.
And the researcher that wrote the article did studies on these pairs of Swedish twins clearly one set of twins that were reared apart. Well, the gist of the article was that, yeah, it doesn't really matter what you eat or what you drink or how much you exercise. If you're going to live to old age, you're going to live to old age. Look at your parents. Look at your grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to them? Well, that's not true. In fact, thousands of papers show that genetics may contribute maybe 15% of your longevity.
Wow, really?
I'll give you a close example. I have seven friends, relatives, neighbors that have come down with prostate cancer.
Oh.
That's only from men. And
yeah.
Most of the time it's in their 50s, 60s, and on up, right?
Right.
And it can be deadly. If it's caught early, it's treatable, but it can be deadly, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I have three friends who are runners, mm-hmm. myself, and running does not, it's exercise, right? You don't have to be a runner, but they all eat a plant-based diet, right?
Sure.
It means no dairy, and they're fine. Some older, in fact, one of them is 100. Turn 104 next month, and he's the one that I met about 20 years ago who changed my lifestyle. It took a while,
yeah,
but he did. And
well, it's just creating new habits.
I just thought I'd bring this out that no, it's not your family, it's not your relatives, it's how you live your life. And if you
right.
decide you want to live a long, happy life, then you have to do things. You have to watch what you eat.
Right.
Avoid saturated fat. You know, avoid belly fat. And as I say this, I know certain people will be irritated because the majority, probably over 90% of Americans are obese. I know that's a word that you're not supposed to use.
I
talked to my grandkids about this about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Little Lucy pops up and she says, "Well, Pop, you know, it's not nice to call people fat." That comes from maybe a six-year-old, right? Said, "Well, Lucy, you hit it on the nail. You're not. But you have to address it." And
yeah.
American Medical Association doesn't. And that's why the hospitals are full,
mm-hmm.
and doctors are busy.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many diseases linked to obesity.
You know, oh, my God, yeah.
So
sugar.
It's not.
Too much sugar.
That's not true.
As I sit here with an 800-calorie coffee drink.
Okay, that's not off my chest.
No, Bob, no, you're 100% correct. And, you know, when I looked at, you know, when I looked at my health and what I was doing, you know, this, and it was this time last year that I made the decision that, hey, you know what? You know, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be 40, 50 pounds overweight. I mean, you know, I don't want to die in my 50s. You know, I'm 53 years old. You know, there comes a certain point when we have to realize that, you know, we have to grow up and we got to be, you know, we really got to start taking more responsibility for how we live. And, you know, everything out there, you know, food wise is, you know, mostly it's, you know, it's processed, it's junk. You know, it's too easy to call a DoorDash. It's too easy to stop at a McDonald's. You know, I'll, you know, case in point, I had to do that yesterday. I was running around all day yesterday. I didn't have time to sit down to really have lunch. So I had a cheese coney or a couple cheese conies. I shouldn't have done that, but I didn't have much else of any other real choice. So, but you know, to your point, I think there is a bit of a movement for people that recognizes that, you know, health isn't, you know, taking better care and eating better and staying in shape and staying active, especially, you know, as you get up there in years. I mean, it's important to stay active and do something. And just even if it's just to take a walk or do a puzzle with friends or whatever the case is, I mean, you got to keep your brain engaged and keep a little physical activity going on.
You're right, Sean.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the big thing here is that nobody can make you do this.
Nope.
You have to decide.
Got to do it yourself.
It's something that you want to do.
Right. Agreed.
Nobody else.
My friend, those are the best words of advice that you can give out to my listeners today, my friend, and I really appreciate it. So, listen,
okay.
you all take right. care of yourself. You stay warm, and
okay.
you know, call next week. We'll be here. We'll be looking for you.
Thanks, Sean. Have
all right,
day.
Bob. God bless you. Take care, buddy. Yep, bye-bye. All right, and also we have a caller, I think, with a couple questions for one of our guests. So we have Kayla on the line. Kayla, welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good. good. How are you?
Any better, I'd be illegal. you know what? I stole that from Bill Cunningham. So Willie, if you're listening, I apologize. But I stole that from him. Kayla, what can we do? I'm sorry. I probably got you laughing so hard. So take a second. But what can we do? What questions did you have for us this morning?
Okay, so I was thinking about, you know, being a Bengals fan, and the struggle is real. Am I right?
Wow. Yeah. Hi, Kayla. How are you?
So,
Joe's got a perplexed look on his face, like, really?
So how do you stay motivated during the hardest parts of the season?
The paycheck you get on Monday.
Well, that keeps it simple.
No, you like your job, right? You want to continue to play.
All right. And then I wanted to ask Chad.
Hold on, Kayla. Joe was adding a little bit more to his
answer. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I forgot what I was going to say, Kayla. I had a concussion moment. No, what I was going to say was, you know, you're working. You want to keep that job. Yep. Every game you're playing, you're on film, right? And so if you end up having to leave that current team you're playing for, other teams have that film on you, and it gives you a chance to go somewhere else. So that's the motivation, is continue playing the game, whether it be with the Bengals or another team. But it's that eye in the sky, as we call it, is always watching, and that's the motivating factor of it.
And what do you feel like football has taught you that still helps you today?
I think it's discipline, staying focused, is the big two for me. You know, I work at iHeartRadio, so got to stay disciplined, go out and sell and put programs together. So it's all about the discipline.
Yep.
Nice. And this is kind of for both of Chad also. What advice would you give anybody or young athletes that's trying to build a business today?
I think Joe hit on it a little bit. Discipline is big, but one of the best things anyone that asks me that question, I always try to impart on them is, I think the people who actually make it in business are just the people who never give up. They always just find a way.
Yep.
Because you're always gonna, you know, hit that slow patch. You're always gonna hit that downtime. You're always gonna hit challenges. You're always gonna have hurdles and things you need to overcome, and you just got to find a way and not give up. And I think those are the people that you see are more successful in business. Cause I think a lot
of
people
find a way or make a way, right?
A lot of people give up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you can do the same thing for real estate as well. I mean, you know, we were talking before we came in, it's like, you know, I was scared to death to get started in this business, but here I am, well, now working on my eighth year, and I found a way to make it.
Wow.
You know, because I didn't want to work for somebody else. When you make that decision. And the other thing, too, is like, and something I say all the time, you know, when I got into real estate, it wasn't necessarily for the money. The money's there and it's great. I did it for my freedom. I wanted my freedom. I wanted to be on my own and do my own thing. And that's the motivating factor. If it's just money, a great, great quote here that came from a book, Think and Grow Rich. If you chase money, you'll never catch it. But if you attract it to you, it will always find you. So, Kayla, thanks for so much thank you so much for calling in. And we got to take a quick break. So when we come back, we will get into this real estate topic, I promise. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Chicago, Sticks, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, Riverbend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Sticks. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
Guys, if you're tired of overpaying for your ED medications, Save Discount Drugs has the answer. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we offer generic versions of Cialis and Viagra for just $5 a tablet. So stop overpaying and call us today at 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. For SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years, and when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Dr. Peck is probably without a doubt the best in Cincinnati. If you're comfortable with your smile, then you don't have a problem laughing or smiling at the situation or whatever it might be. I've never had a problem that Dr. Peck didn't solve. He does such a good job. They're very natural looking. Dr. Peck puts the patient first.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Judy King, and I love my new smile.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 1480 AM, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. So the real estate topic this week, you know, springtime is generally It is the busiest time of the year for us agents. Folks buying and selling, I think one of the biggest reasons why is because that's when the schools let out. Families are, you know, making plans to, you know, whether it be move to another district or the kids are graduating college and the families are getting ready to downsize, empty nesters, whatever the case is. But springtime is always the busiest time. So if you are contemplating putting your, you know, home on the market as a real estate agent, you know, it's always good to talk to one of us to kind of give you some tips and pointers how to best market your home or some things you can do to get your home ready for sale. Because it's like any competition, right? The better you look, the quicker someone's going to say, yep, that's what I want. And preparation is always the key. So making the extra effort to prepare it for your home for sale will improve your chances of success. And prepping your home could mean anything from making necessary repairs to performing a deep clean. And while it, you know, can be a lot of work, your efforts will be well worth it if they result in more offers and a faster sale. So I actually have a list, a prep list, that goes through almost every home in the house, including the exterior. Now, I'm going to go through some of these because, you know, obviously, because Chad, you know, you have a business, and you mentioned it in the first segment about, you know, college hunks hauling junk. So because a lot of times as we are preparing our homes for sale, for whatever reason, right, there's always going to be stuff that we don't want or don't need anymore. And when I talk to clients about selling their home, one of my biggest messages is less is more, right? So if you've got, I'll give you an example, and I've used this example before. So a couple years ago, I went up to a listing appointment in Oxford, near Oxford. And, you know, these folks had a beautiful, I mean, beautiful custom log cabin house. It was a three-car garage, circular driveway. I mean, everything was custom in that home. But when you got in there, you thought you were walking into a taxidermy museum. I mean, there were deer heads, there were raccoons. I mean, you know, not all over the place. I mean, they're, you know, scattered throughout the house. And when the owners were and I were sitting down at their table and they were asking for suggestions, the first thing I said was, "You need to lose all this stuff. If you're trying to sell this house, the number one thing people are going to do when they first walk in the door within the first 10 seconds." They're going to picture their life in that house. And if they see all that stuff, that's going to distract them. It's going to not give them that warm, like a warm, fuzzy feeling, unless they're hunters as well. But You're trying to attract as many buyers as possible so that you can end up in a multiple offer situation. Then you get to pick which, you know, which buyer or which offer you think is the best. But having all of this stuff, having all that stuff on the wall, having furniture, you know, things are, the rooms have to feel spacious, right? You know, the colors should be kind of neutral. You know, if you have Robin's eggshell blue and, you know, sun pink orange all over the place, I mean, that's not going to leave a good impression. So, you know, and these are all, you know, and a lot of times, you know, folks don't want to hear that. But again, they're, you know, from professional experience doing this 7 years, you know, clients will, when they go into a house and it's like that, it is, you know, not necessarily empty, but everything is tastefully decorated, right? The furniture kind of matches the colors on the wall, and the wall colors are not outrageous. You know, people are like, okay, this is it. But if you've got, you know, if you've got like LED lights, you know, those LED strips on the wall and all this kind of stuff, I mean, folks, you know, that kind of puts a bad taste in people's mouths. So anyway, so let's kind of go through some of this here. And you can obviously, folks, take notes if you want to. So the exterior, right? So remove peeling and chipped paint, replace with a fresh coat, fix loose trim and fencing, clear gutters and downspouts, make sure there is a good exterior lighting and all walkway lights and front door lanterns work, clean and repair the roof as needed, clear garage of clutter and tiny shelves. Let me ask you something, Chad. What, when you send your guys out to do these, you know, removal, because that brings up a question, what rooms of the house are generally the most cluttered?
Garage, attic, basement, backyard.
Okay. And what kind of stuff do people mostly, I mean, do you normally see? What kind of stuff?
I mean, we'll go over a place to pick up one piece of furniture that, you know, they may be getting rid of. And then my guys ask, you know, hey, do you have anything else? Because it's a set fee to go out there to get one item. But if you were to get, in, most people have it. They just don't realize that they have more things they probably want to get out of the garage, in the attic, or in the backyard.
Sure.
And at that point, you're paying less for the extra items you're putting on to the truck, because it's by space.
Right.
So if you go to a quarter of a truck, a third of a truck, a half a truck, you're paying half as much for that second, you know, quarter of a truck. And I think people don't realize that, oh, we'll have you out later to do it again. Well, you're starting back at the more expensive one item price and then kind of going up from there. So it's better just to get it while we're there. We already got the truck. We already got the guys. So my guys always say, you know, I saw an old trampoline in the backyard that was, you know, broken and,
oh yeah,
you know, just laying there. Do you want us to take, oh yeah, you can take that. And then in the garage, a lot of people have stuff in the garage, in the basement, that they just have had down there forever and they just don't think about it. Yeah, you know, we do have another cabinet down there that we haven't used in forever. These big TV stands that everyone used to have back in the day with the big old TVs with the backs,
yep,
on them.
Yeah.
Almost everybody has one of those in their basement.
The entertainment center.
You know, the entertainment centers. You got some of those old furnitures. You might even have an extra bed somewhere and a bed frame that you just had been stored in the garage that you think you're going to use and you never do. And we can take all that, and a lot of it we can recycle it, especially if it's metal.
Oh, well, okay, so you mentioned entertainment center, so I actually still have one of those.
You'd be surprised. Almost everyone does. And it's almost always they moved it from the top level to the basement. Right. Now it's just sitting there.
Well, yeah. Mine's actually in use. Well, I've got, my entertainment center is actually in my living room, and I've got a 32-inch, not with the back. I mean, it's a flat-screen TV in there. But oddly enough, like my furniture collection in my home, most of it I've had for over 20 years. My entertainment center, my leather sectional, the glass top coffee table, I bought when I lived in Michigan. I bought it at Art Van Furniture in Michigan, like 2002. So I still have all that stuff. I mean, you know,
come down to the warehouse first Saturday.
I probably should.
Bring the stuff you don't want.
I'll have to get there. Well,
one,
yeah.
Or
well,
two at a time.
Well, who's going to do my show?
Just upgrade it.
Well, yeah, but who's going to do my show?
Oh, that's right. You're going to have to come on Friday and get the first pick.
Okay, we'll have to do that. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Actually, you know what? Hey, Bob, if you're listening, you want to come do the show on a Saturday? You're more than welcome to. I can go down and I can do some shopping. Anyway, so let's go look at the yard here. So for the yard, right? Because I mean, curb appeal. And I know I talked about this either last week or the week before. Curb appeal means a lot. So if you're driving in into a subdivision, right, and you've got two houses that essentially are identical, next to each other, across the street, whatever, and one house has trimmed bushes, the gardens are weeded, the lawn is cut, there's no leaves on the ground, and everything, it looks like it's been taken care of. And then on the other side, you know, it looks like the grass hasn't been cut for a week, the bushes are, you know, in weeds everywhere, and there's no flowers, and you know, it looks like you haven't washed or power sprayed the front of your house and the siding. What house are you going to go into, right? You're going to go into the house that looks like it's been well maintained. It's nice and and that's another thing too. And this is a tip for buyers. It's like when you go to visit a neighborhood, if they're wherever it is, the house that you are going into, before you do that, look at the neighbors. Look at what the neighbors do with their front yard, mm-hmm. because that will give you an idea of how well Not to say not every neighborhood is great, but if people really care about, because number one, that means they care about their property and their house if they maintain the front yard and do some landscaping. But number two, that's going to affect your resale value, yep. right? So because a lot of people will look at that, they'll say this house looks great, but all the other houses on the street look, wow, my gosh, I mean, do they even have a lawnmower, yep. right? So think about that. So that's a good tip when you go look at a house as a home buyer. Look at what the neighbors are doing. All right, with their front yard. So,
and I would say on that, Sean, sometimes in these neighborhoods, you do have a couple houses that are rentals mm-hmm. and a couple mm-hmm. that are owned.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When you have that, there is a little bit of a different level of maintenance that I think people put into that. And so that would be good information to know as well. And right. that will probably be found in the Homeowners Association.
I agree 100%. And I'll tell you, interesting statistic that, and I saw this last year, that 60% of every single family property in the Cincinnati area is a rental.
Mm. Wow.
And that, yeah.
I didn't know it was that high.
It's crazy.
Yeah, 60%. So, wow. Well, I mean, at the top of the show, when I was talking about investors, right, most of the investors that are calling me and asking me to go look at properties, and, we've got a great property under contract in Mount Adams right now with a buddy of mine from Colorado. It's a rental property. You've got three levels. You got a first, second, and third level. Could be going to be a nice cash flowing property for them. It needs some renovations, but that's what the investors are looking for. They're looking for either flip a home and make a quick profit, or they're looking to flip and hold and make it a rental. Renting versus owning, that's a whole nother topic of conversation for another show. But we're going to take another quick break. Remember, folks, if you want to call and ask me or Chad or Joe a question, it can even be about the Bengals. Give us a call, 513-563-1480. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert.
Listen to the man in the rain.
The Indigo Park Tour.
Over
April 9th at Taft Theater. Performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes, including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit lebarabouffe.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup. Like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle, featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity. Factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat. In-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine. And the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. And we'll be we're continuing our discussion on how to prep your home for sale. And we've gotten some really good tips from Chad Rogers with College Hunks Hauling Junk. And you know, as we keep talking here, and Joe, your involvement with Goodwill, you know, as we're talking about junk and removing and you know, getting your house ready for sale, and there's items that you know people that folks don't want. How can Goodwill come into play with some of this? I mean, do you guys have like pickup and delivery services?
They
or things like that?
They don't anymore. They used to.
Okay.
They don't do that anymore. They kind of depend on you to take it or
sure.
You know,
call me.
The Chads, call Chad and do it.
We get a lot of business from him.
And it's funny to play off of what Chad said.
Yeah, please.
You know, they'll take everything, right? And even if it's a worn-out T-shirt, they'll take that because what they do is they use anything they can't sell.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in these big 2,000-pound bundles.
Sure, okay.
And they ship them overseas.
Wow.
And they're used over there, right? And so everything they get is usually used. And if it's stuff that can't go into the stores, they have an as-is auction. And so you can go in there. And so they're always figuring out ways to make the money.
Yeah.
I wish they did pick up, but they don't do that anymore. It's just got too much for them.
Well, I understand that. However, you know, what you're talking about, you know, because if, like, say, you know, if somebody just has a car, you know, car full of stuff and doesn't necessarily need a big truck, because your trucks are pretty big, right?
Yeah, about 14-yard dumpsters on the back.
Yeah, so if it's just a few minor things, then, you know, and there's Goodwills over.
They can just drop it in the bin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think so that process, now, a lot of folks have used Goodwill, but those that haven't. So if you have donations, if you are, you know, clearing out your house and you are trying to get rid of some things and you take it down to your local Goodwill, they have folks that are outside that are waiting for you.
They'll help
you
unload it.
That'll help you unload it. Because a lot of this is, forgive me if I'm mistaken, but is this like a tax deductible?
Yeah, they'll give you a slip of paper.
Okay.
And, they'll sign it, put the date on it. You can put in what you gave and save it for your taxes.
Yep. Mm.
Absolutely.
Well, anything that we can do as, you know, U.S. citizens to, you know, keep Uncle Sam out of our pockets.
Absolutely. We even take cars, too. So if you got a car that you're wanting to
talk about, let's
donate,
talk. Okay, so we'll come off this. Let me talk about the car thing. How does that work?
So it's really simple. If you've got a car that you're trying to get rid of and, you know, sitting in the yard, hadn't worked, or one that is working, right? Your youngest kid is done and you don't need that car anymore and you decide, what am I going to do with it? You can donate it. We'll come, just call us. We'll come pick it up.
Okay.
You sign the title over. We take it on our truck.
Flatbed.
The flatbed. And then once it sells at the auction, you'll get a notification what it sold for.
Okay.
And there's a percentage you can write off on your taxes.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? In my tours around town as a real estate agent, I mean, I do see a lot of like disabled, abandoned cars that are just sitting either in parking—not necessarily parking lots, but you know, side streets,
right.
Driveways, things like that. So that's great that you know that service is there. And I know I hear it on WLW a lot. Sorry, I know we're on DJO, so I hear it on here too. for the car donation. So great things to think about. Okay, so let's try and tackle. We got a couple more minutes, so let's tackle a couple more rooms here. So as we continue with our chat about prepping your home for sale, you know, one of the more challenging rooms to get ready is the kitchen, right? So here are some tips to prep your kitchen when you're ready to sell your home. Fix dripping faucets. I think that's kind of a more common occurrence that most people will admit to. Organize your pantry and cupboards so they appear clean, neat, and spacious. So I think that's a big one, right? Because, you know, if you've got, I mean, stuff can get kind of scattered, right? So if you organize your, like, maybe have, or even something simple as labeling each shelf, right? So canned foods, canned soups, yep. Flour, you know, spices, that kind of thing. Keep all of it, keep it labeled, and then put everything on the one shelf so it looks more neat and organized. And that's going to give, because again, that's going to give that impression to a home buyer. If they come through and they see that everything is organized and in its own spot, they're going to be like, wow, these folks really take, that's going to say you really take care of your home. And that's going to make it a better, an easier decision for that buyer coming through that sees that to make an offer. So maybe a little tedious, but again, think about the buyer and what they're going to see and what they're going to think if they see your home is nice, that kitchen is nice and organized. So clean the oven and cooktop thoroughly, and even set the table. So put down the placemats, and this is when you know you're going to have a showing. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you leave the table set all the time, but you know, the other thing too is that, you know, because a lot of agents will talk about staging your home, mm-hmm. right? And they can bring in this, you know, outside company, and I applaud them. There's nothing wrong with these outside companies, but if you're on a budget, if you're tight, and you know that, you know, because the bulk of your money is going to come from after the home sells. If you don't have a large budget for these types of things, set the table yourself and use your own dishes and cups and everything. Because I mean, most people have matching, you know, cups and plates and everything else. So put that out. And that's good. That's, in a sense, that is staging your home. And just,
we've helped with a couple of those, Sean. It wasn't, you know, the full staging of it, but a couple of real estate agents had us come in, and the stuff they wanted to either donate, recycle, or take away, we took away.
Uh-huh.
And then we brought a moving truck, and we took some of their furniture and just put it in a storage unit.
Oh,
and then when their house sold and we moved them, we just stopped at the storage unit, loaded everything, and took it to the new place. So they were able to basically kind of declutter, make everything look, you know, newer. They kept their own stuff. We didn't bring in any extra stuff, but they just got some of the items out of the way.
Yeah.
It gave them a more open, appealing look, and the real estate agent kind of helped them with that.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah,
okay. So that helps me, but that also helps my listeners. So thank you for that. Okay. So let's see. We got a little more time. So let's tackle the living room, family room, and dining room. All right. So, and I mentioned this, give the rooms a fresh coat of paint as needed. So if you've got, lighter colors give a brighter look to your home. If you like the dark colors, the dark blues, the dark reds, whatever the case is, that's great. But again, think like a buyer. What is a buyer going to see when they come into that? They're not, you know, if it's a darker color, it's not going to give them a good impression. But if it's a lighter color, that's actually going to feel a little bit warmer. So lighten your colors up. Give it a fresh coat. Repair cracks and holes in ceilings and walls. Make sure all wallpaper is secure. And I don't know too many houses that have wallpaper. Well, some do, but I think those are the ones that need to be flipped.
Some bathrooms.
Yeah. Right. But if you do have wallpaper, make sure it is secure. Repaint any woodwork that is worn or chipped, and that could either be like your crown molding, or it could be your windowsills. You know, some windowsills are not metal. Some of them are wood, so keep an eye on that. Make sure draperies and blinds are open and closed. Another tip, if you are having someone come to your home for a showing, open up your curtains and tie them back and let the natural light come in, because, again, that's going to give a warm, welcoming feeling to buyers that are coming into your home. So remember that. Steam clean your carpets. That's a big one, especially if you have pets, because a lot of times, you know, I'll give you a quick example. So let's say you walk into a house and you are allergic to cats, and there's cats in the home, but they're crated, or they're out of the way. Still, a lot of that pet dander gets into the carpet. So if you're walking around that house and you're starting to get stuffed up and you're starting to sneeze, as a buyer, you're going to not think of that home as some as a home you're interested in because of that. So steam clean those carpets and get that pet smell, or those, not pet smell necessarily, but get that pet dander and stuff out of the carpets. Position the furniture to showcase the size and space of the room, right? I said that before. Yeah. Remove and replace any attached items such as chandeliers and draperies that you wish to move with you, and put away toys and hobby supplies. Remove extra magazines and books from tables. So again, keep it nice and neutral. Let's talk about the bathrooms. So make sure that sinks and tubs and showers and countertops are clean and free of stains. Yeah, right. Like toothpaste stains or whatever that may be. Repair any leaky faucets. Remove grout and soap stains from tile. Replace any missing or cracked tiles or grout. And also make sure that the caulk around your tub is in good shape, right? Make sure all joints are caulked. I just talked about that. Make sure all fixtures, including heat lamps and exhaust fans, are operating. Here's another non-specific. Replace the light bulbs that are out, right? Install new shower curtain and buy matching towels, and store all supplies such as toilet paper, shampoo, bottles, and cleaners out of sight. So, again, small little things, but a lot of those little things make a big difference. All right. Well, I think we've had a really good show today. Hey, Chad, if someone wants to get in touch with you or College Hunks, Hauling Junks, how do they find you?
We have a Facebook page, Twitter. We got a website. They can just search College Hunks, Hauling Junk, and Moving. College Hunks Movers, College Hunks, Hauling Junk. Any of those combos, we'll take them right to our website, and they can get an estimate online, or they can call the 800 number.
Okay.
And they do a great job moving, too. So
yes, they do. They've moved me.
I wanted
to
bring that up. Make sure y'all mentioned they do
moving
as well.
Yeah.
Moving's quite almost outpacing the junk business now.
Right. Oh. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And, Joe, I mean, obviously, people should know where Goodwill is or know where the website is. So great information today, and hoo-day.
Hoo-day,
we'll give a hoo-day out there. Wanted to thank both Joe and Chad for coming on. And remember, if you have any questions and need to speak with me about how to sell your home, give me a call, 513-227-4284. You have been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.